Karina Kanellakis will conduct the World Youth Symphony Orchestra this Sunday night at 8 o'clock in Kresge Auditorium in Interlaken. She's been rehearsing with the students and preparing them for their first concert together. Karina, I've seen the program. Exciting pieces for the audience and no doubt for the students as well.
Well, this program is really wonderful. We are playing three different works. Adam's Short Ride in a Fast Machine, which is a 4-minute long, extremely fast and very difficult piece, which gives them a chance to have fun and also explore the rhythmic element of being an orchestra together. And then the Mendelssohn Symphony is a completely different universe. It's a very light, crisp articulation they need to play with. They learn how to really listen to each other and be good chamber musicians together. And then the Ravel La Valse is an exploration into the world of Ravel and French music. The orchestration is just genius, and there's so many different orchestral colors that we are exploring in the Ravel, and everybody has a chance to really get a sense of what it's like to be an orchestra. And it's exciting because we just started yesterday and we are finding a cohesive sound as an orchestra.
You're reaching these students in their formative years. By virtue of their age, they haven't had the experience of musicians you typically work with. You are a conductor of professional orchestras around the world. Why is it important for you to take this step into a role, not just as an artistic leader, but as a teacher?
Well, education is really important to me, and this is such an incredible age because you are your own person when you're 15 years old, and you have your own opinions and your own thoughts, and your personality is completely formed, and you're very much aware of your surroundings. However, you don't yet have life experience. So there's an openness and a willingness to learn and a malleability that comes at that age that will never really exist later on.
La Valse, Short Ride in a Fast Machine, and the Mendelssohn Symphony No. 4. How often is it that you get on the podium and you're conducting people for whom this is the first time they've ever played this piece? I would imagine that's a really different spot to be in.
Yeah, usually I'm the one who's doing it for the first time, and the orchestra's played it a million times. It's definitely very different to conduct an orchestra full of young people who are playing this music for the first time. It's very different than a seasoned group of much older musicians who've played, let's say, the Mendelssohn Fourth Symphony under 10 different conductors in their lifetime. So there's a culture that is built in to every orchestra with repertoire like Mendelssohn and Ravel that simply doesn't exist with kids of this age. It's amazing also to think about the fact that this orchestra is only going to exist this summer in its current state, and then it will never, ever exist ever again. It's a 6-week long existence. So there's also something really special about knowing that, for all the students to stay very much aware of that fact and aware of the fact that this is a very transient situation, and to really appreciate every moment, and to also keep in mind that for most of them that are going to go on to lives as professional musicians, they will be seeing the people that they are with this summer for the rest of their careers, playing in a professional orchestra with one day, most likely.
Thoughts from conductor Karina Kanellakis. She's conducting the World Youth Symphony Orchestra this Sunday night. It's their first concert of the 2017 season. Music of John Adams, Felix Mendelssohn, and Maurice Ravel. You can hear the program broadcast live here on Classical IPR. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night.